Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. We're diving into something truly powerful today: resilience. That incredible superpower we all possess, especially when life throws us those curveballs. Ever feel like you're constantly being tossed around by stress, worry, or just plain bad luck? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you're left wondering how in the world you'll ever climb out of that hole? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that resilience is not about avoiding those tough times, it's about learning to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. Now, resilience isn't something you just magically switch on like a light. It's built through experience, through facing challenges head-on and learning from every stumble along the way. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a mountain climbing expedition. There will be steep climbs, unexpected storms, maybe even a few moments where you question if you can make it to the top. But with each obstacle overcome, you gain valuable skills, knowledge, and most importantly, confidence in yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your inner mountain climber. First, reframe your perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity of a situation, but try this instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as opportunities for growth. Think about those times when you faced a major challenge. What did you learn from it? What strengths did you discover within yourself? Remember, even the most epic mountaineers have had their share of falls. It's how they get back up that defines their journey. Second, cultivate self-compassion. We all make mistakes. We all stumble at times. But instead of beating ourselves up about it, let's treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. Remember, you're human, and that means being imperfect is part of the package. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your victories, big or small. Third, build a support system. You don't have to climb mountains alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your ability to overcome challenges. Think of them as your fellow climbers, sharing the journey with you, offering a helping hand when needed, and celebrating your successes together. Fourth, develop healthy coping mechanisms. Life throws a lot at us, so it's crucial to have strategies for managing stress and anxiety. This could involve anything from regular exercise and mindfulness practices to spending time in nature or pursuing creative hobbies. Find what works for you and make it a non-negotiable part of your self-care routine. And finally, embrace the growth mindset. View challenges as opportunities for learning and expansion, rather than threats to be avoided. Believe that you have the capacity to learn, adapt, and grow stronger through adversity. Remember those mountaineers I mentioned earlier? They don't just aim to reach the summit, they strive to become better climbers with each expedition. Let me tell you a quick story that perfectly illustrates this. Imagine a young woman named Sarah who's always been terrified of public speaking. She dreamed of starting her own business, but the thought of presenting to investors filled her with dread. One day, she decided to take a leap of faith and sign up for a public speaking course. It was terrifying at first, but she pushed through her fear, practicing diligently and gradually building her confidence. The more she spoke in front of others, the easier it became. She learned valuable techniques, discovered hidden strengths, and most importantly, realized that her voice mattered. Eventually, Sarah confidently presented her business plan to investors, securing funding for her dream. Now, this isn't just about public speaking, folks. It's about conquering any challenge that feels insurmountable. By reframing our perspective, cultivating self-compassion, building support systems, developing coping mechanisms, and embracing a growth mindset, we can all become those courageous mountain climbers, scaling the peaks of life with resilience and grace. So, remember this. Adversity is inevitable, but it doesn't have to define you. You have the power within yourself to learn, grow, and emerge stronger than ever before. This week, I challenge you to identify one small step you can take towards building your resilience. Maybe it's practicing a mindfulness exercise, reaching out to support a friend, or tackling a task that usually makes you nervous. Take that first step and watch how your confidence and inner strength soar. And as always, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments. Let's build a community of resilient individuals together. See you next time on the Anti-Anxiety Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.